This is our May all-age service. And as most of you know who've been here for the last few months, for the theme for this year so far for our all-age services has been the upside-down teaching that Jesus sometimes came out with. Those of you who were at the closing night of the Boys Brigade on Friday evening will have heard the junior section talk about it as the topsy-turvy world that Jesus talks about. And that's exactly it, because it's against the run of thinking that we are normally used to. Because of our theme of camping, we thought that it would be very, very right, very appropriate to look at what Jesus said about children. So, from Luke's Gospel. People were bringing even infants to him, that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they sternly ordered them not to do it. But Jesus called for them and said, "Let the little children come to me, and don't stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." Let's set the scene. Jesus has been traveling down from Galilee towards Jerusalem with his disciples. And as they've been going, Jesus has been teaching. He's had the odd run-in with Pharisees. He's been healing people. And one can sense that there's a mounting anticipation amongst the disciples as they get closer to Jerusalem. But people are bringing children to Jesus for blessing. And the disciples are thinking that this is just getting in the way. Remember that even though Jesus will have told, he's already explained to the disciples that he has to go and suffer and die. We can imagine that the disciples are still not grasping that. They're still thinking that there's going to be some sort of revolution or a coup or some political or military event in Jerusalem that will put Jesus and the disciples in power and send the Romans packing. So we've got the disciples saying to the people with their children, "Here, take your children away. Don't be bothering the master with this nonsense. Jesus doesn't have time for that." But of course, Jesus says, "No, no, no. Leave the kids alone. Let them come to me." And at this point, you can almost imagine some of the disciples sighing and saying, "Oh, there he goes again. This Jesus really is a great teacher. He's done amazing things, and he really will go some places, but he is so easily distracted. Doesn't he realize that we've got to get on and get to Jerusalem and change the world? We've got such an important job to do, and he's sitting playing with the children." And then Jesus comes out with something special. And when he says the phrase, "kingdom of God," we know that we need to sit up and listen. He wants us to listen carefully. And he says, "Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you," another line of emphasis there, "truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." Now, children in first century Palestine had a position in society not unlike any other time in history, perhaps unlike our own in the Western world. Children were socially powerless. They weren't taken notice of. In a sense, they were possessions of their parents, or at least their fathers, and they certainly didn't have any rights themselves. So, for Jesus to say that the kingdom of God belonged to children would have been truly radical and would have challenged the thinking of society and their religion at the time. It's quite different in our world, of course. The rights of the child today in Western society are recognized. and the formal powers of the state are brought to bear to ensure the child's welfare and that those rights are protected. Health services, education, social services, police, the courts, all of these things in our world today are there for protection of children. But that's a very recent thing, and it shouldn't take away the impact of what Jesus said all those years ago about children and how they are the true place that the kingdom of God is. But what is actually behind what Jesus is saying? I think there's 2 points to mention and bear in mind today. First of all, children matter. Or perhaps, as Jesus might want us to say, people matter. As the disciples were busy hurrying the children and the parents away, saying, "Don't be bothering Jesus, he's got more important things to do," Jesus is saying, "No, people are important to me." And I'm going to use this example of children to emphasize that. Jesus might have gone on to say, "I've come to bring life to people, real individual people, sinners, tax collectors, prostitutes, the sick, drug addicts, alcoholics, ordinary people who kind of are just invisible in the grand scheme of things, disabled people, depressed people, children." And he might have gone on to say that that's what I'm telling you the kingdom of heaven will be. That's where it will be. It will be amongst those people through the transformation of their lives, not by overthrowing the Romans in Jerusalem. Nor will the kingdom of heaven be found in governments or corridors of power or armies or institutions or corporations. It will be found in the changed lives of real people. The disciples needed to learn that. And we need to learn that and remember it today. And the second thing, and this is, I think, where the children particularly come in. The second thing is that to enter into the kingdom of God, we've got to take off the trappings and the paraphernalia that we spend most of our lives trying to put on. Our achievements, our skills, our status, our possessions, our wealth. In short, we've to take off our pride. We need to become like children. Humble and helpless before God. Ignorant and innocent of our plans, of our schemes, of our personal ambitions, ready to be taught by Him and led by Him. And we have the opportunity today to help some people who are on the bottom rung of their society. Children in rural Kenya have a worth only because of what they can do in their families. And so disabled children who can't work have very little worth. We've seen already how, for some children, the Campy Childcare Centre changes that by helping them with their disabilities, by getting them an education, and of course, showing them that their Father in Heaven loves them and that they do have a worth. Please do consider what you're able to give at the end of the service. Give generously in the knowledge that your gift will help that work continue. But beyond that, do remember that the kingdom of heaven is not being advanced somewhere else. In the corridors of power, perhaps. In Whitehall or Holyrood, where government policies are made and implemented. Nor is it being advanced in large, powerful organizations, institutions, or corporations. It's being advanced within ordinary people, like all of us here. In the everydays of our lives, the comings and goings, the many daily interactions we have with people, It's being advanced in the treatment by us of those who've got nothing in this world. It's being advanced in the things that happen in this place Monday through to Saturday, and sometimes even on a Sunday. That's where the kingdom of heaven is to be found.
Loving God, you came to our world through Jesus Christ to help, to heal, to save. But you did not do so selfishly. Instead, you gathered men and women and called and taught them to be your hands and feet. And we thank you for those who have heard your call, who have given of themselves to serve not only you, but their fellow brothers and sisters, and those who are frail and those who are in need. Those, Lord, who simply cannot fend for themselves, like the children we've seen in the video and the little children Jesus blessed. And in that calling to live differently, to draw on different values, you have given a joy that nothing else in this world can ever match. A sense of love and fulfillment that money can never buy. But Lord, we need to understand this and we need to see. So help us to trust in you. Give us courage to step out of the boat, to have faith that you will never leave us nor forsake us, to do the things that you would have us do. Show us where and how we can respond, offering something of ourselves to others, yearning for fairness and justice in this world. And Lord, we think of those in need, not necessarily in need of happiness, because often those who have little have a joy in them that we sometimes cannot comprehend. But those in need of the things that make this life better. Lord, move in your people to act to supply their needs, so that those who have little may be lifted up. We pray especially for the little ones we have seen today and those who care for them. May their burdens be lightened. May their faith be blessed. May they know that others care for them. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.